I am having a weird moment right now. And that weird moment is figuring out how to start this episode. This is my third time recording, and I got 5 minutes done with the first recording, but I didn't like the way it was coming together. And then I did about 2 minutes of the next recording, but it just didn't sound, like it sounded like I was aware I was on my second recording, and I was trying to play it off like I was recording for the first time, and I got rid of it. I deleted it. The third time, I think I coughed and I just cut it off. As you can hear it in my voice, I am sick. I have been sick for the past 3 days. It started Sunday night and it has followed me all the way until Tuesday. I am going to go get checked out for sure. I just wanted to make sure that this wasn't a cold or it was allergies, but I am going through every element of sickness that you can imagine. Thank goodness. Well, I was going to say thank goodness it's not COVID, but I'll get it checked out because I get checked out every Thursday at work. So I'm confident that it's not that, but fingers crossed. I'm not saying that for all of you to worry about me. I'm just saying that to just let you know what's going on in my mind. And it's funny because that's actually the point of this episode. I got this idea while just sitting down being sick. Mind you, I should be resting and recovering, but I hate resting. Well, I don't hate it. I'm not a fan of taking a nap. My definition of relaxing is just sitting on the couch and just having time to myself to just breathe and enjoy the space that I'm in. I don't necessarily have to take a nap because I feel like I don't have enough time to myself as it is. I have work and I'm pretty much there from morning to night. And then that's 5 days a week. And then the weekends, they're just like little mini breaks. You sit here, Saturday is here, and then the next thing you know, it's Monday night going into Tuesday. It's weird. But I managed to have some free time now. And even though that free time should be for resting, I want to use it for recording because I also looked at today's date. It's May 10th. And I see that my last episode was April 29th. And this is what I mean. In addition to me being busy, it's also a matter of me losing track of time. Like if I go home, I'll say, okay, I'll record. And then before you know it, it's 3 days. And that may sound like an excuse, and it probably is, but I have had no control of how I wanted this podcast to go since the new year started. Am I mad at that? No. Because when I do manage to drop episodes, there's still substance there. There's still things to talk about. I'm not just recording to record, and that is what I'm happy about the most. So I'll take the inconsistency as long as I have the substance, rather than be vice versa and have consistency with no substance. I hate to just drop episodes just to drop episodes. Today, I got inspired to record an episode based on what's been going on in the background of my life. And when I say it like that, I mean I'm letting it rock. I'm not paying it no mind, despite it following me around everywhere. And it's not interfering with what I'm doing, so I just let it be. But today is the day where shit just hit the fan. Not in a bad way, but I reached that point where I'm like, you know what? I need to address this. Excuse me. And of course, I pick the day when I'm sick because if I'm healthy, I'm back into my regular routine. I think I might have figured it out. I think this season I'm gonna have to record when I'm sick and I'm not feeling well, and I just do that. You know, I'm gonna call it the Chilling with Illest podcast. I can't even laugh. But I was on Instagram today, and I decided that it's been way too long since I posted a selfie or a photo of myself. I shouldn't say selfie because I didn't take that photo of myself. It was an old photo of me as a kid fixing my pants. I was standing in the living room just like buckling up, and I said, you know what? This picture goes hard. I gotta share it with everybody. And slowly but surely getting likes. And I know in my head, even though it's worth 100 likes, it's probably only gonna get 20, but that's cool. Sorry, I'm not Instagram famous anymore. So I came up with the title while looking at the photo, Winter in the Spring. And then I also came up with another title, Gems in the Ground. And I said to myself, there's something formulating in my head. Now, that's either going to be a dope song if I wanted to record music, which I have it, and I wouldn't be able to anyway because I'm sick. But then again, who's to say that that's not enough inspiration to record? It sounded like a dope title for like a book or something I would write down or just post. It sounded like an album or a mixtape, but I said, you know what? I'm a podcaster first these days, so this is definitely meant to be the formula for a podcast image and a podcast title. So I said to myself immediately, no intro. There's been a lot brewing. I can't even get the word out. There's been a lot in my head as of lately. But if you listen to this podcast, that's nothing new. I like to often remind people about things that they should keep in mind and that they should apply to their life before moving forward, or before they attempt to move forward after stopping and thinking. We often get caught in a cycle and we don't even realize it sometimes. Or maybe we do, we're cool with it. But no matter how many times we get caught in this cycle throughout different parts of our life, the answer will always be the same. Comfortability. As long as you're happy with what you're doing, that's what matters. Outside voices, including my own, don't matter, even if we agree with you. You have to be 100% comfortable with what it is that you're doing and how you're doing it. If you are uncomfortable, it is okay to speak on that, because you're not here to be invested or a part of somebody else's life unspoken or unvoiced, rather. You are allowed to disrupt someone's stability or someone's process if you're uncomfortable with it. None of us are here on this planet to be side characters. We are all main characters in this great show called life. So playing silent, keep it to yourself, not speaking on things that hurt your core values or hurt your heart, that has to change. You know, that's not part of the process. And it's so funny because that same revelation, that same thought to keep to keep in mind, it applies everywhere. And then you say to yourself the same thing, you know what, you're right. For me, that started happening with work, not where I'm working at now. I love where I work at right now. But before, when I was pushing myself to make sure I had ends met, I was saying to myself, am I truly okay with this? I'm exhausted every day. I don't have time to do what I want to do when I'm free. And while some people may say this is part of the process, it's not a part of my process. Had I not left that crazy, hectic work environment, I probably never would have found where I was at right now, or at least right away. And I wouldn't be comfortable. There's a balance. I know I'm busier now, but I'm busier to the sense where I want to be busy. I willingly gave my time to work where I want to work. Oh my gosh. Sorry. I'm like going back and forth between being stuffed and unstuffed. It's so weird. So what I often remind myself that my 100% comes first, I either remind other people around me, or I'll randomly just say it, or I'll use my podcast to just remind others. Like, you have to be happy and comfortable with everything. You can't just let certain shit slide because it's okay. Are you okay with it happening? And there's been so much going on in which that way of resolving things applies to all of those situations. I'm not really as vocal as much these days because I don't have the time, really. But also because I feel if I said it once, I want to make sure I keep how important it is that I said it once by not repeating myself. But then you hear this statement that not everybody's the same and that sometimes you have to drive your point home more than once. And I'm saying to myself, what's the point of being serious or saying you're being serious if you have to do it more than once? Like, if you're at school and your teacher disciplines you one time to not do something, you already know what would happen if you do it again. Unless you just like to put your hand on the flames, when they yell at you again, it's just like you knew this was coming and you did it anyway. So you don't care. Or you genuinely just, you know, no, I don't know how else to say that. It's not that you don't care. It's just it doesn't faze you, which is even a bigger problem. But in school, unless you get transferred or expelled, teachers have to deal with their students until time is up. Now, in other situations, if you find yourself dealing with people that don't take you seriously or are not fazed by you being serious and still want to do what they want to do, that's when you have the option to just let them go. And this applies to family, friends, loved ones, strangers. All of them get the same treatment. Because the thing is, even if it's love involved, and I do have an episode where I want to speak to the youth and tell them that, oh, hang on one second. Oh, yeah. My screen, when it goes to sleep mode, I don't even know if it's recording. But I had an episode where I wanted to speak to the youth, or speak to everyone in general, and just tell them that time investment, energy investment, your investment into anything is important equally across the board. You know? You don't owe anybody an explanation towards anything, even if you didn't give them your character. Because what should be expected in life is the unexpected. Loyalty is understood, it's very rarely practiced. And being upset is fine when someone's not loyal to you. But no one owes you loyalty. So when you start understanding how the world works and you realize that nobody really has to care about you, even if they're obligated, you start to understand, all right, let me start looking out for me. And you could look out for yourself while looking out for others, or you could look out for yourself and not look out for others, and you'd still be right. It's sad, but it's true. That was like one of the first harsh realities I realized, that no one really owes you shit. Even if you've given them the resources necessary for them to be on a stage, they don't owe you a thank you, they don't owe you anything. Now, my only problem with this is that you don't have to be cold-hearted, but again, it doesn't matter how you move. What matters is how you feel about how you're moving. And it sucks, but I've come across a lot of situations where, excuse me, I've come across a lot of situations where, you know, whether I did right by the person, or, you know, whether I understood their situation and didn't tell them what I should have told them, they still moved how they wanted to move and only saw things as a problem when they had a problem with how things were going. And I found myself in that cycle more than once, maybe 10 times out of my years on this earth. And that's when I started to realize, even if I get mad, what's the point? You still see things the way you want to see it. And now that I understand that, I could choose to take in how much I want to take in of your energy. People get upset. Like, I'm realizing how wild this world is when it comes to just interactions, dealing with people. People can parade around and tell you how life should be based on their experiences or based on their preference. You could tell them how you feel and they could disagree with you. And even if everyone disagrees with you in that room, that doesn't necessarily mean you're wrong. It just means you found yourself in front of people, or you found yourself dealing with people who see things differently. You see, I could live with two people being right. I could live with one person being right. That still wouldn't affect how I view things. I'm so sorry. I started this episode at like at a 65%, and I'm slowly going down to 30, and I'm only 13 minutes in. But I do feel that this is important for me to speak on. And if I don't speak on it now, it's going to sit in the back of my head. It's going to be filled with other thoughts, and it's going to be watered down. It's not going to be the way I want to say it. When I was younger, my motto was family over everything. And that meant that you always put family first, regardless. As I was getting older during my time saying that, I found that to be kind of an excuse when it came to family crossing boundaries or a line and you having to forgive them because they're family. Then I started to see family as people. And then my whole perspective changed. While I still have love for family, because I think now family could be anyone, family can also be no one. And then I'm just like, you know what? My loyalty shouldn't be a default for everything. If I can't correct you when you're wrong, if I can't tell you I don't like this. If something bothers me and it you dismiss it, then it's like, you know something? Even if you have the luxury of being my blood, that doesn't mean I can't ever sit you down and say, look, no more. I used to have close friends that I would literally be there for because I knew what it was like to not have someone in your corner or not have someone to take the time to understand where you're coming from. And I've watched those people turn a blind eye to those very same people, including myself, who needed someone there and just live their own life. Just to pop back in periodically when they were upset. This happened recently and I was just like, this is crazy. Because now I'm at a state of mind where I'm like, I'm very aware how you spend your time. I'm very aware how you do things. I'm very aware of how you are when it comes to certain people. And the fact that I'm your go-to, that I've been around before these new people, that I've been around while the old people in your life are acting weird and you still treat me like it's whatever. That's when I started saying, okay, you know something? We're done here. And I said it without even saying it. Some people around me would get frustrated and say, you need to curse people out. But I think the point of that, to me, cursing someone out, is proving that they still mean a great deal to you. And you want them to know that. But I would never give someone the satisfaction of seeing me emotionally distraught over them exiting my life. If anything, you've given me back that time that I gave to you that I could put into something more important. My revelation about life is that you have to just be comfortable with how you want to live it. You don't have to live it for anyone else. If you ended up being a millionaire, you didn't share a dime with people around you, you're not the villain. Not at all. And I know that's crazy to say. I would never say something like that. But what I would do is different from what anyone else would do. And I could pour my heart out on this episode right now. That doesn't mean anyone's going to take what I'm going to say and be like, oh yeah, you're right. People could just listen to this and be like, yo, that's tough for you. People may not listen to it at all. I move based on what's best for myself. I'm in a position where I feel I've given my character, I've given who I am to a lot of people to know that I hope that they would know if I do things a certain way, it has nothing to do with them. It has more to do with me. Meaning, I've given enough of myself to expect others to understand me. And if they don't, that falls on me for assuming, but it also falls on them for not really taking the time to understand. Or just them wanting me around or how they want me no matter what. It's tough to say these things out loud because it really, a lot of this goes against my character. Like, I really want people at their core to always just have this self-awareness, to have this empathy and sympathy to really say to themselves that if I can go through shit, people around me could go through shit. I think my 30th birthday made that very clear in the most painful way possible because, you know, I'm known to give people the benefit of the doubt, even if I know that I shouldn't and that these people will be bullshitting. Like, a person tells me they're busy, but I see what they do during their free time. Not that they owe me anything, but when the way my mind takes that is, you know, you and I are in the same place and you're showing me how you maneuver and how you're willing to bend over backwards. You're pretty much telling me I'm not on that same level. And that's cool. That's fine. But I always like it if you tell me straight up. Like, that's one thing I always want is for people to be upfront with me. Even if I happen to figure it out. Even if I happen to be right. If you don't tell me that, then I won't take it. It won't be true. It's very important to focus on self-happiness. It's very important to make sure that you are at peace. Like, don't do anything. Don't have groupie syndrome. Don't follow this wave or be someone just to be around someone and you're not happy with it. there's a lot of definitions out there that we use to defend our way of living, but the true definitions are out there as well. Like, for example, how we look at love and loyalty, how we apply it to those who don't deserve it, and how we don't give it to those who should deserve it, but they are taken advantage of. Meaning, you know, I had come to terms with understanding that friendship isn't as important to others as it is to me. And I don't say it to bash them, but I had to come to that revelation. Like, I would do whatever I can for a friend. Most friends would do what they want to for me. And neither side is wrong. But when I learned that, it's just like, oh, well, damn, you know, that's kind of crazy. But life went on, and, you know, I had these lessons to just speak on and share with the podcast, share on the podcast with all of you. And I've definitely said all of this before. My whole thing is, how do you go forward? You know, like, I know the answer to that question, but how would all of you go forward? Or how did all of you go forward when you realize that the love or energy isn't reciprocated the same way, but you can't really say it as if they're wrong for moving that way? Like, how does that work? I'm genuinely asking because I don't know sometimes. I don't know. I have friends. I have people in my life that I'm close to and I care about that I don't have to speak with them every day. And when I do speak with them, it's all good. I have some people that I have to constantly speak with and prove to them that I care. I'm just busy. And those are the ones that I'm just like, you know what? Enough's enough. I'm not going to keep copying and pasting the same speech over and over and over again. I understand that all of us have life changes. All of us go through things in which our availability becomes either limited, open, or closed, but it's based on their life and what's happening in it. Like, I don't have any expectations. And I'm not even saying that in a bad way. I'm just saying that to say that I'm cool with whatever and however it goes down. I definitely have to stop this episode here because I feel like I'm really getting worse, but I hope you've all been well. I hope you've experienced nothing but positive vibes, fantastic people, and great food in any specific order of your choosing. And most importantly, I do hope that all of you have a place to go to when the world does the most with this Trials and Tribulations sponsored and brought to you by Life. Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Chill with Chillers podcast. I am your host, who will forever do the most, whether it's from city to city, train to train, plane to plane, or coast to freaking coast. No matter where, no matter when, no matter how, I'll always be your boy and hopefully still one of your favorite podcasters to tune in and listen to. Chillest. Excuse me. I'm going to come back much healthier, but I'm going to pick up where I left off on this. So I guess this will be called part one because I do feel like I was just jumping around, but I think we find ourselves a mini-series, folks. What you think? We good? Yeah, I know. I gotta drink some tea. But you all be safe. Be sound. Keep your feet to the ground. Chillest.